Ford with the corner then from the right-hand side. Perkis has come to offer the short option. Ford will ignore him and corner towards the near post, and the flick on by Grimes is in. It's a goal for Walsall inside the opening 3 minutes of the game. The outswinging corner, and Walsall have the lead. It's Walsall 1, Doncaster 0. Forward by O'Connor then, Sawyers has made the run. It's cleared away, but not very convincingly, and Ford might look to shape a shot here. Again, he makes that run across the pitch and now plays it out to Jordan Cook on the right-hand side. His cross towards Euler, 2-0 Walsall. Jordy Euler, he's barely been on the pitch for 5 minutes. And what about that from this young man? His debut for Walsall. He's got his first goal in senior football with a fantastic header from the cross into the back post. It was in off the post and past the keeper. Walsall are having a away day delight here. Once again, they lead by 2-0 at the Keep Mode Stadium. It's Doncaster 0, the Saddlers 2.
Well, Dean, another consummate away display from your team. You're making a very happy habit of winning on the road now.
We are. We certainly like our coach Journey's home at the moment. And since the defeat at Crawley, we've been unbeaten and putting some really good performances. And today had to be another one because, the 2-0 scoreline probably suggests it was a lot easier than it was. It was a tough game. They had a good team and we had to defend really well, and when we didn't, Richard O'Donnell had to make some really good saves, and we didn't start the second half particularly well, but with a one goal lead we had something to hang on to.
After a bit of a frustrating game last week, must have been very important for your side to get that early goal.
Yeah, very important. The first half last week we totally dominated the game and didn't get that opportunity, didn't take that opportunity. Cookie's made a great run and got across his defender and put the ball in the postage stamp in the top corner, and really pleased for him because he's starting to look the player that we had. Week after week he's getting better and better, and he's a really bright lad and a really bright player. I know he wants to score more goals, and he's just starting to show that now.
We only saw half an hour of him today, but very easy to get excited about what we saw from Jordy Hewler. It looked a real prospect.
Yeah, he is. He's a very good player. As I say, we've seen him a few times, and his first three touches today was a volley round the corner from, when it was in the air that put Romain in, and another one going the opposite way, and then his third one was the header, and a good goal. So, the question marks about him were that he didn't score when he was out at Yeovil, but that'll give the kid a tremendous boost. He's a terrific talent, and we're just pleased that Manchester City have allowed us to help in his development, and he'll be really pleased with that goal today.
I know you've talked about that positioning in terms of where he is in terms of his career, though. That first loan spell at Yeovil, second loan spell here, maybe something to prove from that first spell where he didn't score. How do you see that kind of timing of his career and what he can make of this spell at this club?
Well, I mean, the thing that we always look at is the character of the players, and the fact that he was willing to come out straight away after having the spell at Yeovil just showed that he was hungry and he'd be the right sort of person that we want at the football club. And he's been a delight just for the couple of days that we've had him. He's fitted in straight away with the players. He's sociable, he's got a great personality, and he can only get better from here after scoring that goal now.
On the other side of the coin, Ashley Grimes had a bit of a frustrating season, really, hasn't he? And the first half looked a little bit frustrated again. Where do you see things for him at the moment? Can he fill the void left by Tom Bradshaw and support the Jordy Hewler as well?
Yeah, I mean, I thought he made some great runs today and got us in great areas. He was up against two-man mountains, Andy Butler, who we know very well, and Jamie McComb, and I thought he'd done excellent today. Didn't have as many chances in front of goal as he'd like, but some of the link-up play between him, Romain Sawyers, Anthony Ford and Jordan Cook give us opportunities. Probably our final ball at times was lacking, certainly in the first half, but he'd done the work, the donkey work in the first half and the first 65 minutes, and give Jordy the chance to go out there against two towering teams.